The rodeo corral is under the lights, and the sun is a ripe orange in the west at the Plum Creek Rodeo in Lexington, Nebraska.
I'll give you some room.
It's time for bull riding, and Rowdy Moon is bouncing on the balls of his feet like a boxer waiting for the match to start.
That blind bull, he's a little snortier, so I was kind of keeping back.
Rowdy Moon is a rodeo bullfighter with a cowboy's name from Sargent, Nebraska. He wears a straw-colored hat, black shorts, and football cleats so he can dig in when a cowboy hits the dirt.
You see the way Rowdy moved in there to keep the bull's attention? That's what he's all about, the cowboy's up and see. I'll tell you, wow. Great job, Rowdy Moon. These guys got...
Moon's job is to get in the bull's face after a rider is thrown off so the cowboy can get out of harm's way. Basically, he spends the night being chased by angry bulls.
Take it to him, Harley.
Don't get the wrong idea. Moon is not a matador, and he's also not a rodeo clown.
One thing that's big is clowns. Everybody who goes to a rodeo thinks the bullfighters are clowns or whatever.
It used to be that clowns and bullfighters were the same, but Moon isn't wearing makeup or baggy pants. His job is to get the bull's attention, not the crowd's.
You know, I tried to do my best not to get hurt, but if I have to take a hook, and I have to take a hook, and that's what the job is.
Here's the thing about Moon. He's only 18. He just graduated from high school, but he already has plenty practice fighting bulls.
I started fighting calves when I was about 12. I started riding bulls, and I always got hurt all the time, so I figured I might as well try fighting them.
These days, he has a summer job fighting bulls for the Boots and Phillips Rodeo Company from Lexington. Tom Phillips says the best bullfighters have a knack for reading what a bull will do next, and Moon has that.
He can see where the bull's going to go before they go there, how it's going to happen and where to be in time to save the cowboy.
Phillips says Moon could move on from the amateur rodeos to make a career bullfighting on the pro circuit. He has a bullfighter's mindset. The cowboy comes first.
Yeah, there's a lot of them that think they are, but they're not a bullfighter in my eyes. You know, they don't get in there and take the hook and still let the cowboy taking it.
You know, you can really tell who has the mental ability to step in there and give it all they have to get the rider out. You know, if someone gets hung up, I sure try my hardest to get him out of there.
Moon says he wants to try professional bullfighting after college. He's got a rodeo scholarship to a community college to ride bareback.
Have fun here, Billy. Really hustle now.
It's hard to see just what happens during a bull ride because it all goes so fast. The bull explodes out of the gate. The rider grips his rope one-handed, trying to cling to the bull's back for 8 seconds.
Go on, Billy! Come on, Billy!
The bull bucks and spins, a flurry of hooves and horns. When a cowboy's tossed off, a bullfighter races in. Rowdy Moon isn't trying to get hit, but bumps and jabs come with the territory. He says a short memory helps him stay focused.
And you know, sometimes when I do take a hook in or something, I want to get that out of my mind for the next event. I don't want to be stressing out over it, because that's when I do get bumped some more. You know, stepping in there, you know, if you get a good save, it feels awesome. You know, it always feels good when I'm out there.
In rodeo, it's the rider against the bull. That is, until the rider hits the ground. That's when every cowboy needs a good rodeo clown.
No, don't call me clown. Call me bullfighter.
Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.
Off the back of the bull. Whoa, gonna take another run at him. Good job, cowboys. Well, I can't say it enough. How about our bullfighters doing a great job? Rowdy Moon and Chase Freeman, right there when they need to be.